God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome in to Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. I'm going to be digging into Don't Hit This News Button tonight. Yeah, don't be a pushover, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Be sharing with you something from my friend Charlie Wolcott tonight. Very excited to share this with you, by the way. For those of you wondering, Charlie's actually released a couple books with Worldview Warriors Publishing. One of them is called 10 Reasons to Believe the Bible. He's written it because, well, as we all know, unless we're just sleeping, which I'm going to address tonight, friends, the Bible is under attack. It's pretty obvious now with statements like the Bible's just a collection of myths from Bronze Age goat herders or a bunch of drunk monks. The Bible has been copied and translated so many times. How can we possibly know what it actually said? Or how about this doozy? There's no evidence that Jesus even existed. Science has proven the Bible is wrong. The Bible really isn't the Word of God. Again, friends, the Bible is under attack, and statements and questions like these I've just shared, those are being used to undermine our faith, the faith of believers in Jesus Christ, and to mock and ridicule us for not being, quote-unquote, educated enough to cease believing in it. Yet, friends, the Bible is actually more trustworthy and dependable than all the other works of literature out there combined. The 10 reasons why the Bible is trustworthy and reliable that are listed in this book can and will equip the reader to be able to handle most of the questions thrown at Scripture and the Christian faith. Friends, just a couple of those that are going to be looked at is just the honesty of the Bible and even the construction of the Bible. There's so much more. Again, it's available in paperback and in Kindle as well, 10 Reasons to Believe the Bible, written by C.A. Wolcott. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Sharing with you again my thoughts and thoughts from Charlie tonight. Don't hit the snooze button, friends. You know, for many people, the most difficult part of the day is actually waking up. Hey, I'm even guilty of that, okay? Countless people have to set alarm clocks because if turned loose, well, they'll sleep probably till the late morning, early afternoon. And many even have strategies all set up to force them to get out of bed. Maybe you're one of these people. You know, the snooze button. You set it for 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 9 minutes. Still getting the alarm to ring. Or people will set the alarm just out of reach of the bed so they have to get up in some cases. Or, you know, some people just turn the dog loose or the cats. Perhaps the most annoying thing to a sleeping person is an alarm. Think of your own self, friends. Do you really like the alarm? Well, friends, again, sleeping people do not like alarms. Let's just be honest. And friends, dare I say, and this is a difficult word to share, it seems as if the church is sleeping. Jesus warned of such falling asleep, friends. The parable of the 10 virgins involves the church waiting for the coming of the bridegroom, and he delays, and they fall asleep. The wise virgins, they were prepared. And they were prepared for that delayed coming. The foolish ones, though, they were not ready. They were awoke suddenly and weren't ready when the bridegroom came. Jesus also warned of a great falling away. And friends, Jesus didn't mince words when he bemoaned that if when he returned, would anyone be found believing him? Friends, it really does not take special revelation to know that, well, that the United States is in serious trouble. It only takes knowing history and knowing God. Charlie also has just finished recently a series of posts about idolatry. I greatly encourage you to go take some time and read them, share them with people, and how the Ten Commandments are broken through practices of idolatry. Charlie also went through how the United States is seemingly complicit in violating each commandment, even nationally now. Friends, it's time to be frank. It's time to just take a look at truth. Many people, many Christians have been saying these things for years. In fact, 6 to 7 years ago, when homosexual marriage was being formally approved, I remember having many conversations with others and bringing up, it's only a matter of time before people start saying it's okay to have sex with children, pedophilia, and that it would be pretty much right on the heels of this. Now, to be quite blunt, I had many people say, you're crazy. There's no way. It's not going to happen. That can't happen. It's not going to take place. Also moved to meaning helping people understand, you know, it. Once we break that barrier, parents marrying children, their own children, or one man marrying many multiple women, one woman marrying multiple men. I had many people tell me, oh, that'll never happen. We know what's right. We know what's wrong. And I kept warning, saying, no, once this is broken, we need to be very careful. I've been told by many that the slippery slope just isn't real. But friends, it's obvious now. The slippery slope is real. If you just want to ignore it, now that's something completely different. Now that's on your head. But it's obvious the slippery slope is real. Again, I had many people jump my case. I know many people jump Charlie's case, others involved with our ministry saying, that's never going to happen. Well, friends, just look at today. We weren't wrong. Again, I'm not trying to boast about myself or others connected to the ministry, others who've been warning. Not at all. I'm only saying what everyone else seriously has access to. You have access to see this information. I'm just connecting the dots. And friends, numerous people are saying the same thing. All I'm asking is be wise. Every society has watchmen. They are the ones who are supposed to be guarding society. For 2,000 years, that job has fallen to the church. I'm talking about Big C Church here. But, my dear friends, in one generation, the church has abdicated its role. With seemingly only a few voices remaining doing the job. And friends, I encourage you to really consider, what is God calling you to do? How do we deal with false teachings? Yes, we need to love, but we need to speak out the truth in love. We need to speak out the truth in love regarding false teachings as well. I know Charlie's been sounding the alarm. One of our other writers, actually all of our writers have been sounding the alarm. Chad Coons and so on and so forth. again, we need to just be honest with ourselves. The danger is no longer coming. The danger is already here. And it's already, if you will, inside the walls. Friends, I started out with alarm clocks. You know, the visible church, it's still sleeping. It seems that most don't really want to hear messages of judgment and danger nowadays. Many of us have been comfortable. And we actually think we're safe. The last thing many want to hear, maybe it's you, I don't know, is some preacher saying, "Awake, awake, put on strength." Friends, Isaiah said that. We need to wake up. If you have children, it's time to wake up. If you aren't actively training your children and equipping them to face very dark times, I'm sorry to tell you, but you are doing them a great disservice. Instead of listening to the alarm clock that the enemy is in the gates, most are trying to hit snooze and go back to sleep. And while they do this, the enemy is ransacking their homes. And friends, what's even worse, in my humble opinion, is many of these people are blaming the watchman for sounding the alarm, not the enemy for attacking them. Many people want us to be more loving, more gentle. Friends, let me just say this. The methods, well, it no longer matters. When the enemy is within the walls, it's only a matter of time when these battles start hitting your home. Your friends, if you aren't already in battle attire, having on the full armor of God, and being ready to go, well, you'll be passed over. It's truly time to wake up. A couple weeks ago, I had a conversation with a young adult, someone who's in their early 20s, who had been to college. I say been to college because with all this situation, with all these changes that have gone on, just how school's going, all that, they've just decided to be out of school. Maybe once things get quote unquote back to normal, they might consider going back. But one of the things this young man shared with me, and friends, I'm just being real and raw with you tonight. One thing this young man shared with me was his shock at how much those who were attending the college, how much their minds were completely engulfed with sex and to have sex with just people, many people, over and over. Yes, this young man was homeschooled, and he's just ready to, well, become a man, become a husband and father. But just shocked, he was shocked at how much people are just carnal, completely. I share this because, parents, it's time to equip your children with the Word of God. We need to stop being in a slumber. It's time to wake up, dear friends, and see what's really going on. Now, some have found out that the Trojan horse has been in the gates and it's nighttime. And they are sounding the alarm, absolutely, which is great. Many people are finally saying, hey, watch out. They're going to come after us. And that's just not being scared. It's deciding to be wise, deciding to be ready. Friends, I'll wrap this up when I come back. Wanted to share with you a fast cast here. Got some other things as well. But you are tuned in to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fast Cast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
Today, I'd like to direct you to 1 Timothy 1, 3 through 4 as we begin our topic about circular reasoning. For those of you who love to evaluate things using logic, circular reasoning can either trick you or drive you completely insane. The basic meaning of this phrase has to do with attempting to prove a theory to be true, even claiming you have proof, when the reality is that your proof is dependent upon a piece of evidence that only exists if your theory is true. Now, that may be difficult to wrap our brains around, so friends, I encourage you to go check out Logan Ames' blog post titled Circular Reasoning. He's got two great examples for us to take a look at.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fast Cast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
On today's Fast Cast, let's take a look at Psalm 34. It's pretty clear that David wrote this psalm out of his own personal experiences. David had gotten into a situation in Gath where he was afraid for his life, but he trusted God to protect him. Friends, what does God's protection look like in your life? Are you daily praising God for all the ways that he protects you? Are you tasting and seeing God's goodness in your life? Friends, we are called to fear God and give him glory and praise with our lives. I encourage you to read the entire psalm there, Psalm 34, and why not find our blog post written on it by Katie Erickson, and it's titled Psalm 34.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Let's continue on regarding don't hit the snooze button. Now, friends, some have found out that the quote-unquote Trojan horse, well, it's been in the gates, and it's nighttime, and they are sounding the alarm, like I shared. And when people, well, decide to speak out and say, hey, watch out, well, that's pretty encouraging. But let's keep this in mind. The sleeping ones aren't the threat. They are easy prey for the enemy, easy to control. The end result is still the same, death. Friends, Jeremiah repeatedly sounded the alarm. And the people, well, they refused to hear it. Jehoiakim burned Jeremiah's scroll warning about what would happen. He died only a few years later. His brother, Zedekiah, knew Jeremiah had the truth. He knew it. But he was so afraid of his own people that he couldn't follow through and obey the word. Friends, let's just say some really bad things happened. If you think you can sleep through this and the enemy will leave you alone, well, I hate to tell you, but you are sadly mistaken. Friends, God has been sounding the alarm. Those who refuse to heed God's watchmen will suffer the consequences for not heeding them. God's hand is back upon this nation, friends. And honestly, I fear that it's not for a blessing, but it could be for judgment. I'm concerned it could get quite rough around here. Friends, God is finally going to get rid of false teachings and sins that have hindered so many of us We need to, well, it's best for us to wake up now, ready. Don't hit the snooze button. I'm going to say that one more time. Don't hit the snooze button. Friends, we need to wake up. We've been saying it for years. Many people have been saying it for years. I want to thank Amanda for reading our blog posts, making a comment about our posts, about our ministry. She says this, "This is fantastic. I've been called to sound the alarm as well, and it is both scary and exciting. Not scary without hope or in a fearful manner, but just knowing when God uses us in this manner, we will face persecution." And she wraps it up with this, "You guys strengthen me when I have found myself nervous about posting a video, a blog post that goes against everything we're told that we quote unquote should be. Thank you for those of you at Worldview Warriors for staying faithful and for your boldness in Christ's calling on your lives." And Amanda, I want to thank you for that as well. Thank you for the encouragement. We so appreciate it. Friends who are tuning in, friends who know it's time to start not just being watchmen on the wall, but acting. We want to thank you for your prayer support, for your financial support for the ministry. You can find out more information about the ministry at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I want to thank everyone for all the messages we're getting tonight. Be encouraged, friends. Be encouraged. God's got it. Is God sovereign or not? That's something you have to make a decision about in your own mind. Do you believe that or do you just say it? Do you just think it? Friends, for those of you concerned that maybe we're, getting a little negative or something. No, not at all. Do not hear what I am not saying. Don't hear what we're not saying. We believe a great awakening could happen within our nation. Of course, that can happen. But I will ask you this. What if it doesn't? Will you stay faithful to the Lord to the end? Or will you compromise? Friends, the choice really is up to you. I encourage you to seek out God in all that you do. Don't be afraid. We need to put our faith and hope and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. Again, you can find the ministry online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. We've been around since 2006. I hope you've been encouraged and equipped tonight to focus in on what God is calling you to do. Some of you might be wondering, what in the world is Worldview Warriors? Well, we're a group of godly leaders passionate about teaching and worshiping the God of the Bible. We engage students, parents, and grandparents with relevant biblical discussion and challenge them to bring the message of Jesus Christ to this generation, here and now. Not for tomorrow, right now. Again, I do encourage you to find our website, worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. We have many speakers and bloggers you can connect up to. One thing I love about this ministry is how we've been able to engage people one-on-one. It is just such a blessing. I do encourage you to stay connected with the ministry. Again, you can do that by visiting worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. And as we get out of here, just wanted to share with you a fast cast to consider. And again, this is Do Not Keep Silent.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
As we begin this Fastcast today, I'd like to direct you to our The Foundation Matters series. I'd like you to consider a very important word today from George Washington. Let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. Reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle. Friends, that's a quote from George Washington. Also, Ecclesiastes 1:9, what has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. We find that in Ecclesiastes 1:9. I want to direct you to our blog post titled Being Good Without God.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Christ.
I won't play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.